Matthew Schlomer conducts the Interlochen Arts Academy Band. Part of his job is picking what music the band will play for each concert. He says he's like a chef selecting a restaurant's menu.
If all the pieces in a concert are like a dessert, it doesn't work.
Schlomer has the music all picked out for the Interlochen Band's concert on November 20th. That concert is special because the audience will be served an 8-course meal to go along with the music. The meal's being prepared by the head chef at Black Star Farms in Leelanau County. It's something extra that Schlomer thinks can help the audience better engage with the music.
I'm always looking for ways that can help audiences experience music in different ways for a deeper understanding.
Come on in and we'll just kind of fill in right here. I feel like I'm at a zoo right now. I'm like, here's our chef. He's really wild. We keep him back here so that nobody gets too scared about what's going
on. Natural environment.
Yes.
20 or so students from the Interlochen Band went to visit John Dayton at Black Star Farms. Dayton says the first thing he thought of when he listened to some of the concert's music was not the taste, but how the food would actually look on the plate.
You know, we listened to some music that was very raw and harsh in a way, and I was thinking of serving food on a piece of wood or a rock or a piece of marble.
Dayton says he's still not entirely sure what will be on the menu, even though the event is coming up soon. That's because his kitchen relies almost entirely on local food.
We do all our menu writing and food preparation based on the seasonality, so we want everything to be as fresh as possible. So sometimes you don't really know what is available until it is that day. It's that fresh here, so...
We don't have as many animals here as we normally do.
That's Stephanie Witala giving a tour of the farm. They produce a lot of the food they cook at Black Star.
The pigs and the, lambs are already gone to harvest this year and are in our freezer now. And actually will probably be used for part of the dinner on next Thursday.
Alan Brown is an audience researcher. He says there's a lot of collaboration between artists happening around the country.
Interdisciplinary arts programming is really the wave of the future. There's a lot of energy, artistic energy, and interest amongst audiences in art that breaks down boundaries, that transcends.
Brown's never heard of an event quite like this. He thinks the difficulty is that either the music or the food could overpower the other.
People need opportunities for focused listening. So I think it's important how they organize the program and allow people to alternatively focus on the food and the music.
At Interlochen, conductor Matthew Schlomer is going through the music with the band about a week out from the concert. Some of the music is well known, like a piece by Mozart. Some of the music is more obscure, like something called Scherzo for a Bitter Moon. He says the kids think it's a really weird piece.
They've been asking, I can't imagine what food is going to go with Scherzo for a Bitter Moon. You know, what is that going to be?
The sold-out dinner is Thursday at the Grand Traverse Commons Kirkbride Hall. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm David Castleman.